Separate sosa. Add the remi v'nachashimav tasosa. Now, kol yimei gorit. When is this mutter only during the dry season, the summer season? Kol yimei gorit echot. Though dry season, the summer season has one time to it. Well, since what that means. For kol yimei reviyachas. And all the rainy season has the same inyan. In other words, I could tell you work for me today and I'll work for you. Only if they're both during the summer or they're both during the winter. Because then it's the same type of a work. But lo yemar loy, you shouldn't tell your friend, charei shemi begorit. You help me plow today in the summer. Vani and me, achoshimach revia. I'll help you plow in the winter, in the rainy season. Of course, it's harder to do it in the rain. So therefore, I'm doing much more work back for you. That looks like ribbis, that's also. From the new loymer, yesh ribbis mukdemes, yesh ribbis mukheres. Very important. There's such an issa ribbis before you take the loan, and there's such an issa ribbis after you take the loan. What does that mean? Ketzad. Nosan ein of lulois. You know you need money now. And you know your friend Chaim Yaakov has money. So you know tomorrow you're going to go and ask him to lend you $1,000. So, Vu Mishalach Lei. You send him something. The Yemen you say, Vishvir Shatoveni. I'm sending you now an apple. Why am I sending you an apple today? Because tomorrow I want to borrow money from you. So I'm giving you an apple today, so you should be nice and lend me the money tomorrow. That's an Issa Ribbis. Even though Midirai it's Mutter. But Midirabonis, though, it looks like, why are you giving him the apple? Because then she knows he's going to give you the money, so you want to give him an apple today, a present today, because he's going to lend you the money. That's an Issa Ribbis, Midirabonis. Baita. So Mr. Zui Ribbis Mukdemis. That's called Ribbis even before you took the loan. What about Levei Menu, the normal case? You borrowed $1,000 from your friend. Dechzaloi, yes, Moisa. And after the month or two, you give him back $1,000. Now you want to give him a thank you. Ruma Shaleach Lei. You send him a chesa chala cover. You send him a thank you. You give him a present. You tell him, Vishvil my secha. You know I'm giving you this present now. Show you betela setli. Because your money, Vishvil my secha, show betela setli. Because your money was buying me the whole last month. I want to give you a thank you. I want to thank you right now. Zui ribis mecheris. That's an issa ribis. Very nageya. A lot of times you borrow money to somebody. And later you want to give him a thank you. So you send him a small present. That's an issa ribis. Kol zaman you're doing this. Because of the loan, it's also avada. If a year later you start to give him a present, then it's mutter. But kol zaman, that the reason why you're giving him the present now is because he lent you the money. That's an issa ribis in the rabbanon. That's called ribis mecheris. Or simply further even. Rabbi Shimon Einer, yesh ribis devorim. There's even a ribis of just words, just talking, saying thank you, it's called ribis. L'yayim aloy, you should not say it to your friend. Da, ki bo ish pleni mimokim pleni. Your friend that just lent you $1,000, you're not allowed to go and give him over information. You're not allowed to tell him an important guy came to the city. And it's nageya for him to know about it. And if you usually would not do this. But now you want to tell him some good information because he lent you money, that's also. Why are you doing this for? Because it's ribis, that's also. Yeah, and who had been lachas brought the Muslims in the Gemara? Yeah, so who had been saying good morning to somebody or saying thank you is a big shayla. That the ma'isa, if you do not usually, when you see this guy in the street, you go like this to him, face, look the other way, you can't look at the guy's face, because yesterday he lent you $100. Now when you see him tomorrow morning, good morning, how you doing? That's an issa ribis. If you're saying extra deeper to him, just because he lent you the money and not with the money, you wouldn't do that to him. It's also. It's a big shayla about saying thank you when the guy lends you $1,000. They gave somebody cash a check for you, also Nageya. They let somebody cash a check for you. It's also called a loan. Like right now he's lending you the money. You didn't give him the money yet. Hopefully he'll get the money later when he goes to the bank. But right now he's lending you money. If somebody cashes a check for you, it's a shayla if you're allowed to say thank you. Some people say it's mutter because it's not the terrorist. Ribis, it's normal. And otherwise, it's not normal. But some sheet the soul tak also. But that's for sure. If you do anything real special to him, the cost of the loan, that's also. Like, you don't just stop and say thank you. You say, oh, it's so nice to you, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. That's the chasa. Because the reason why you're saying that is only because he lent you the money, there's such a thing as ribis to burn. And now I'm going to say special words because of the loan. Now the Mishnah says, the Yehlu Oivrim Lois say, these are the people that are overlaved by the parsha of ribis. Ha-Malva, the one that gives the money, Ha-Loiva, the one that receives and gives back the ribis, the owner of the co-signer, to Edim, the Chom-Loivrim Afas-Loifer. Even the sefer, the one that writes up the shtar, over mishum lestitim, they're over the lava lestitim, don't give ribis, or mishum atikach mita, don't take it, or mishum lesiu like kenoise, don't go and kenoise, don't go and ask him for it, or mishum lese simon, that's the edim or the sefer, don't make a simon, I mean, don't make up now the deal to pay back ribis. lo yisistim un olav neshach, ul mishum osol, luk naiv lo sita michshol, yireisim lakecha ni Hashem. The people that are involved in the ribbons are all with these lavim. Tanya Hashem in the choyoyme, mina yim lomayshim b'chavei ramona, if you give somebody, you lend $100, v'yayna rogu latim l'sholem, and this guy that borrowed the money usually never says shalom aleichem to this person. She'osol l'haktim l'sholem. You're not going to go over to him now in the morning and say good morning to the guy. And this guy you never said good morning to before in your life. And now because he lent you money yesterday, you want to go over to him and say good morning? It's awesome. Talmud Lev Nepotik says, Nesha kol davra sheyushach, afilu dibur osa. Sometimes in the pasture of ribbis, even dibur, just saying extra words to him is an issa ribbis. And the elu oivrim, Omer Abaya, malva oivre bekulan, the malva that gave the money and plans to take back the ribbis is over all these lavim. Loiva, the one that gives the ribbis, either mishum le'sashech l'chicho, l'chicho le'sashech, l'niv l'sita michshol. Or of the co-signer, the edim and yod, edim and sign, and over melim mishum le'sasimun, olav, neshach. That the sima means, you can't make the deal of ribbis. Tanya shimon aina, malve ribbis, the people that lend money and get back interest, yaisri mashim avichim, more than they gain, masidim they lose. As right now you get the extra $20, but you lose much more. For loyoi, Elashemashimim Moshe Rabbeinu, they make like Moshe Rabbeinu. Chokum to Rosh Yemes. The Yerim they say, Ilu Roy Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. She a Rebach Vadaber. That they say like this. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that by lending money with interest, you gain on the deal. I get extra money. Roy Yekaisloi. They say, you know what? Moshe would have never written the Torah. That's what these people say. Terrible. Kiyosu Avdim Yomem Nayim Lameshe Mechavei Ramona. And if let somebody pay your friend $100. For Yedei Yeshayloi. And you know he doesn't have it. Shos Lavra Lefonot. Now I go in front of him. You lent your money $100 and you want to get it back, but you know he doesn't have money right now. You're not allowed to even walk in front of him. Not only can't you ask him for it, you can't even walk in front of him. You shouldn't be like a bugger. Like, gotta keep on asking for his money back. What? Kilo donu bishne dinu. The Gemara is two dins. Shinema hakovas enosh l'rashenu bono beish v'mayim. They get two mamash, two punishments back, eish and mayim. If you have money and you lend it to your friend, not in front of Edim, you're over Nisa, because it's very possible he'll forget and not pay you back. And therefore you'll be mashlim with the bar of Eva. So you're not going to do it. If you lend money, you have to have Edim. Or a check, or a song, or an IOU. Reshlaka Shama, Goyim, Chloe, you have to make curse yourself. Shinema, Talma, Sister Shaka, Devois, outside the gossip. Omule Rabbanu Rabashi, called Mekayim Ravina, Kol Ma Diyam Rabbanu. Whatever Rabbanu said, Ravina did. Sholok Lei, Diyapi Fani, the Baal Shas, on Erev Shabbos. Lishtali Mar, Asar Rezuzi. Send me $10. Tisramali Katimdar, I want to buy a small piece of land now. The Mizvim. Sholok Lei, Naisi Masad, bring me Edim. Fanichta, Kosva, he signed it. Sholok Lei, Afilu Ano, even like me. Sholok Lei, like, do I need Edim also? He said back to him, Kol Shchei Mar, for sure you, the Talmud Chacham, for sure you need Edim. The Torah Megirsa. Because you learn the whole day, you forget. I lent you money, you're busy learning, you'll get the thing back.
Mishtali the Goram Kleli liyats me. You cause a curse to myself.
Three people scream and Hashem doesn't answer them. The other way, Mishyeshloim Mois, and now Vaisim Shlev Yedim. Somebody lends money without Edim, so you lose your money, you'll start crying later, Hashem won't listen to you. It's your fault. You shouldn't lend the money without Edim. The Yakoin Odli Yats, when somebody buys a master of himself. Well, Mishyeshloim Mashal Salav. A husband that the wife rules over him. That's his fault. He shouldn't let his wife rule over him. It's his fault. He should have taught her better.
That means you tell everybody that the property you have doesn't belong to you, but it belongs to a guy. In other words, not to make yourself look rich. But that's a problem, because then the guy will find out about this and he'll want the property back. So therefore, that's called you made an ordinary atzmai. And Ika the army, some say, HaKoisim Nechosel Lebono B'chayiv. If you write off your property to your sons when you're still alive, then they don't look at you anymore. So therefore, you made like an ordin, now you'll have to look up to your son. And Ika the army, some say, Tevayish Leib Homasa. That if things go bad in this city, for Loyoza Lemosach Rito, and you don't go to live in another city. In other words, if bad things happen to you have a bad mazel here, you should go to another city. And you just stay here, so then you kind of order like the bad mazel will be your order. Or Hadrin Alecho Ezel Neshech.
You hold the fine hay in a base, no mission, no parish. Ha soicher es umnin. Somebody hires a workman. Now umnin can mean two people. There's a schir yoim, somebody you hire by the day, does a job, you pay him by the day. Or else there's a workman that you're paying for the job. That's called the kablonis. Like you hire him for the job, he's here to fix the door. As long as it takes him, you're paying for the job. And there's also a player you pay him each day. So we're just talking about both cases. So ha soicher es umnin, you hire a workman. And they mislead one and the other. And they change the agreements. The lochar is, in certain cases at least, they only have a right to have complaints one against the other. But they can't really ask for money. Terumas means you have a right to have a complaint against somebody else. You have to know, a lot of times you're not allowed to hate somebody. A lot of people have kindness, you have complaints about somebody else, you have no right to do it. Here there's a reason you have a right to have a complaint against him. Which means inside you, you have a right to feel bad about that person. You have a right to be hurt. We'll see in the Gemara the exact case. Now, Sokher es HaChamor, you hired a donkey driver. In other words, you hired him to do work for you, to travel bundles from one place to another place. V'es HaKeder, or else you hired a keder, someone has gears to crane, a wagon man, a person that drives a wagon. Lohavi Prifrin V'Chalilim, then order they should bring for you. Price from his nice, beautiful wood, Rashi says, to make an apiri in a special place. Or else for chalilim, he's supposed to bring for you the chalil, the flutes, le kaloy le meis, either to play it by a chasna to make simcha by the kalo, or else le meis, amol by a niftam, by the levaya, they used to play music, but sad music to make the people cry. So if you hire somebody to bring the flutes, or else upayalim le haloy spishdani, you hire a worker that he should take the flax, min ha-mishra, out of the water that it's soaking in. And these things are called the dover ovud. Like you need it at this time. You need the music there by the simcha. You need the music by the levaya. Or you need now the pishtun should be taken out of the flax. Or the flax out of the water. Otherwise it'll be destroyed, or you get ruined. The whole dover shavut, and anything else that's a dover ovud, that'll be lost if you don't do it right now. For chozru ben, as you hired a worker to do the job, and now the workman retracts, and says he doesn't want to do it. So the balabas is stuck. So in such a case, mokum shein shamodim, if there's no other person that the balabas could get, like this, the first thing he should do is try and find another worker. If there are no other workers around, then seicher aleihen, he has a right to hire other workers at a much higher price. We'll see in the Gemara. Much higher price you could pay other people to come to do the work. The Rashi says, b'nayodim b'yoker, you could hire other people to do the work at a much more expensive price. And the aleihem l'shalim, it's the first workers that retracted, they have to pay the bill now. Since they're causing you a big loss, they have to pay the bill. Oymoton. Oymoton means you could fool the worker himself. The first worker that retracted on you, you have a right to go and tell him, listen, you're retracting, I'll pay you twice as much. Will you do the job? And if he says yes, so you're allowed to let him do the job for you and you don't have to pay it to him. That's called matan. You could a little bit mislead him. Tell him I'll give you a higher price, and then you don't. Now, ha-seicher es-sumnin, if somebody hires a worker. So Rashi says, la-seis m'locho be-kablonus be-kach. So according to Rashi, it could be the first part of the Mishnah is talking about a schir yoim, that you hire him for the day, he does the work, and you pay him by the day, and now we're talking about a kablon, means you hire him for the job. You hire somebody to do a job for you. So ha-seicher es-sumnin, you hired somebody to do a job for you, to build a house for you, to build the door for you. And now the worker retracted, or else the balabas retracted and said, I don't want you anymore. So locher is, yod malatachtoina. The one that retracts, his hand is on the bottom. He loses out. So we'll see, Rashi says, it means to say, yod